see me now. One day, our troubles, our pain, our suffering, everything we've gone through in life will be no more. And we will be with Jesus. Now on. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Well, I don't know exactly how to put this. I'm always looking for different ways that I can excite us in the worship service. And so maybe I'll come up with a way. Some churches have done this already, and I thought maybe it was time for us to do this. Some churches bring snakes into the church.
Definitions to salvation. And it's amazing to me
though to you this may be elementary, but I promise you there are some people that are extremely confused and misguided about what it is to be saved. And I want to make some type of clarification to this today, because in my belief, and this is not necessarily what we would say Baptists believe, because if Baptists didn't believe this, I wouldn't be a Baptist. But this is not about Baptist belief. This is about basic biblical doctrine. The only way to be saved and understand what salvation is about is through Jesus Christ, period.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. If there's some confusion somewhere along the line, I hope that somebody, as I saw Scripture today, that people come to understand what it is. And for those of you who are saved, I want to remind you that the greatest blessing that you have on this planet is your salvation. I don't care what you're going through, what you're not. There will come a day when that salvation will pay off for you from the fact that you believe in Jesus Christ. That is a promise of God's Word, and I know that you believe that. All right, let's take a look. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. I want you to look. This is very elementary to people who've been in church all their lives. But if you're saved, I want to remind you how you're saved. And if you're lost, I want to remind you exactly what this means. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Bow your heads with me, please. So every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, may we truly understand today the basic element of salvation. May we understand today, Father, what Jesus did on Calvary's cross. May we understand today what it takes to be saved. It's simple, and it's the truth, but it's not up for debate. God's Word is specific. And I will say again in this prayer, God's Word is specific on what it is to be saved. May we understand that. May we believe it by faith today. Walk us through your word today. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. And everyone said?
Amen.
Look at it. Here it is, the real basic. If you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you to do? In order to be saved by God's word, we are to confess with our mouth that we believe in Jesus. We are to do that. We are to say to the world, we believe in Jesus. This doesn't mean that you go around and preach just 24 hours, 7 days a week. But it means that you, when you are saved, at the moment that you're saved, you are to say, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Forgive me, for I am a sinner. This is what we are confessing, okay? I am a sinner. Now, what are we confessing? What is it that we're believing? Look at it. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now at the time that Paul writes this to the Romans were very legalistic people. I mean, it had to be just every T had to be crossed, every I had to be dotted. And we have to understand that in salvation, there's this key element that we talked about last week called faith. That's how we believe. We was not there when Jesus died on Calvary's cross. We were not there when he arose from the grave. We were not there when he ascended. But God's word tells us that. And in order for us to understand salvation, the very first key element is you've got to believe in God's word. You're not going to prove salvation unless you believe in God's word. God's word was written by holy people at holy times. Not perfect people, but inspired people. And God's word has been ordained through the ages that this is the truth. You choose whether you believe it, you choose not to believe it. That's your choice. And if you're watching my internet, number one, you have to believe in God's word. God's word is the master map that guides us to everyday life. And it is truly the master map to salvation. I'm going to walk you through it and let you see it. You do have to believe and confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. He is the only way.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All right, Brother Larry, let's go. Look here, 9 through 13 now. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be what?
Ashamed.
How do you know that you're saved? Number one, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. Again, it's not that you go around and you preach it 24-7, or you carry a Bible everywhere you go, or you carry your cross wherever you go. That's not what this is all about. But this means that when I'm saved, I change. Salvation means changing. And when I change, I change. From whatever it is I've done, whatever Jesus has convicted me on, I begin a changing process that takes me through the rest of my life. Because you're constantly changing. You're constantly striving to be a Christian. Doesn't mean you're ever going to reach perfection. Not on this side. That's coming at a later date. But it means that you're striving because you want to believe and others to believe, and you're not going to be ashamed for what you stand for who you are, that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, this is really neat. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Now, keep in mind where he's right here. For the same Lord over all is written, all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There are some people, some denominations, some religions that preach that they have the only way to heaven. You've got to be a part of their church, a part of their belief, believe what they believe. And if they don't believe it, or if you don't believe what they believe, you're not going to heaven. Now let me say this, and understand me closely. If they're teaching and preaching that Jesus is the only way, he is the truth, the life, and he is the way, then that's right. You're not saved because you're Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, I don't care what it is. You're not saved because of a name you put to yourself. You're saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how you're saved, and that's what you're saved. And you can join any church that you want to join, any denomination that you want to join. That doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not curious about where it is that you go to church as long as they preach the gospel, and that is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, no person, nobody comes to God except through Jesus Christ. If they believe that, then you go to that church, you support that church, and you do whatever. Now, I said all that to say this, and you can tell I'm pretty passionate about this, so listen to me closely. You go to a place and they tell you that there's another way to get to heaven other than Jesus Christ, you need to run out of there and get out of there now.
Amen.
It has no place. No place. There's no place in God's Word that tells you there's another way to get to heaven. Whether you think you can work your way there or whether you can believe in anything else, there's nothing that's going to get you into the gates of heaven except for your belief that Jesus lived for you, died for you, arose for you, and coming back for you. Nobody else is coming back for you but Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, there is no difference between Jew and Greek. In other words, here's what this is saying. I don't care where you're raised, how you were raised, I don't care the color of your skin, Jesus died for everyone. Male, female, black, white, green, yellow. I don't care. I don't care about your past. I don't care about anything. Jesus died for everyone. And anyone within the sound of my voice that will lift up your head and cry to Jesus and say, I am a sinner and I want to be saved and I believe in you. He will save you no matter what the color of your skin, no matter where you're from, how you was raised, who your parents are, or anything else. He is and will always be the Savior to anyone, any place, any time that call upon him. Verse 13. Whosoever shall call whosoever, anyone, anytime, any place that you call upon Jesus, you can and will be saved. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Isaiah chapter 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. But let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Listen to me closely. Very closely. There's going to come a day, folks, when all of this faith and salvation is going to come to an end. There's a day coming, according to the Bible, when the trumpet's going to sound and Jesus is coming after his people. There's a time frame in this. There's a time frame within this. It says here, you need to seek the Lord while he may be found. You can find him today. Today you can find him. He's right in front of you. His presence is in this place. His presence is still on this boat. And you can do it. You can call upon him because he's near. He's within the sound of your voice. But there's going to come a day when you're going to cry. He's never here. Now, there's another thing that you need to understand something. God's word says that we need to cry upon him while we are alive. There's going to come a time when all of us are going to die if the Lord doesn't come in that time frame. You don't know when you're going to take your last breath. I don't know. This could be my last day on earth for all I know. It could be your last day on earth. There is a time frame to this thing called salvation. And listen to me closely. While you're breathing, while you have your heart, while you have your right mind, this is when you need to call upon the Lord. You need to do it today. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Satan will tell you, you got the rest of your life. He tells our young people, you got the rest of your life. You don't have the rest of your life. You don't know when the rest of your life is going to come to an end, nor do you know when this trumpet's going to sound in the heavens. And when it does, it's going to be fast. We're going to change before you can even blink your eye. We're gone. We're gone. We're gone. I tell you the truth right now. I hope it's today. I'm going to tell you right now. But we're going to be gone. And all these pictures that we saw from all ago during our special music. And by the way, Brother Larry, you have picked out some wonderful stuff. That was wonderful. Give you an opportunity. When I get to heaven, I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back on this world no more. I don't want to look back. I don't do enough. I got enough scars on me to last me a lifetime. I mean, I got an arm that's scarred off pieces. I'm cut up and down my chest. I mean, I'm telling you, I got a good looking body, but you don't want to see it. Whoo! That just wears your own way there, dude. Man, but one day, the only scar I won't see in heaven is where Jesus died for. My scars will be done. We'll be done away with. I'm not going to worry about that. Look what it says in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I've had people ask me, you don't know what I've done. You don't know my past. I don't think there's any way that God could ever love me or forgive me. And I hear this over and over and over and over. They say it two ways. But what they're saying is, I've done too much for God to forgive. That's hogwash. I don't care what you've done. You could be in prison for the rest of your life. That's man's way of punishing you. But you don't have to be punished in the spiritual world the rest of your life. There are people that are saved in jail. There are people saved on their dying beds. If you would just simply look up and call upon God, no matter what you've done, he will forgive you. There's only one thing that he will never forgive you for, is for you denying his son ever existed. By not saying, I believe in him. And if you don't believe in him, yes, there's a perishing time coming. There's a hell coming for those who deny Jesus Christ. But I don't care how old you are, I don't care what you've done, he will, because he can abundantly pardon you. Abundantly means he has a wealth of grace. He has a wealth of mercy to all who will call upon him. You believe that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you're at. God loves you. He loves you where you're at. He will accept you where you're at. He will take your life and He will change your life if you're serious about believing in Him. Nothing. Nothing. You need salvation today. He's here. You need His grace today. He's here. You need His mercy today. He's here. You need to redeem your life, rededicate your life. He's here. He's here. But I promise you this, is where I stand today. He's coming. He's coming. The trumpet's in His hands. He's ready to blow it. The time is coming. The time is coming. Where no man will be able to call upon God again. But today is not that day. This is the day of salvation. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Father, in the most precious and holy name of Jesus, I know that Your grace is available to anyone across this globe. Anyone watching today by internet that simply just wants to bow their heads and say, Jesus, come into my life. I know that I'm a sinner. I'm going to confess with my mouth that You are the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to be saved. And if you do that, He will save you right where you're at, wherever you may be. He will save you. Not only will He save you for today, but He'll save you for eternity. If you would just confess that you believe in Jesus. If you're part of this congregation this morning, if you've never confessed that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, we're going to invite you to come. Come and just take me by the hand. All you got to say is, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you, and I'm going to welcome you to the kingdom of God. It's that simple, but it's that serious. Because the clock is ticking, and time is running out. The time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Father, bless any and all who will come today. If you need a quiet time at this altar, we want to invite you to come. Maybe you need to come and rededicate your life. Maybe there's something in your life that's not right and you want to make it right. You come and you ask the Lord to forgive you. He will forgive you, I promise you, and give you the strength to live your life for Him. Maybe you're looking for a good church home and how much we would love to have you here at the Old Baptist Church. But most importantly, as the clock is ticking, time is running out. You understand. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, there's an invitation given. But there's coming a day, and I promise you as I stand here, there's coming a day when those invitations will stop. Will you give? Will you come? Know that Jesus loves you. Father, bless these boys. We thank You. Precious and holy name we pray. Your hands are bowed and your eyes are closed. Would you come?